In Loxomawe, in North Aceh, these children are now safe after surviving a dangerous journey at sea for more than a month. Many of them miss their loved ones. Some asked if they could use our phones to call home. This young girl tells her family about a fellow passenger who died on the boat. "I saw them put her body in a sack with a heavy rock," she says. "I saw them throw her into the sea." Of the 105 Rohingya refugees staying here, nearly half are children.
Around 2 weeks after their arrival in Indonesia, the Rohingya refugees have been vaccinated and completed their initial health checks. With their daily needs being met, the focus is now on trying to gain a clearer picture of the individuals in this group and helping them make contact with their families.
After spending 10 days in quarantine, they are now able to share their stories. This 13-year-old says the journey was terrifying.
"Sometimes the boat would tilt so much we felt like we were drowning."
She says her parents wanted her to leave the refugee camp in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh so she could get an education.
"I miss my parents. I feel like crying for them."
Some here are children who are married to Rohingya men in Malaysia or engaged to be married.
"I got married 7 months ago. My husband works in Malaysia."
She is only 15. Officials in Aceh say they are trying to keep the refugees safe and are providing counselling.
"We just want to make sure that all aspects of their protections is provided for this group."
Experts say these children could be targeted by smugglers again in the future.
"There are people who would potentially prey on these children and use them, exploit them in this way and try to move them, voluntarily or not, across borders."
For now, Mariam says she is just happy to be on land and out of immediate danger. "I believe good days come after bad ones," she says, "and I've come here looking for them." Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Loxomawe, Aceh.